Okay, so how long have you been involved with FootSpan?
3 years, I think. 3 years I was back to Frankfurt. I was in America before. And Paddy and Freddie came to direct and do the scenography of Hamlet. We did it with another company in America. So we worked together at that point, which was like 1999 or something like that. And when I decided to come back to France, which was 2006, I think, we talked together and we had a project that came a little earlier. But it's about 3 years.
So have you been involved with other productions of Midsummer Night's Dream before you were involved with FootSpan?
Well, it's funny, but the first show I did with the other company, which was a long time ago, was the Midsummer Night's Dream in French.
Ah.
And we did the Festival d'Anjou and all that. And that's very funny because we're going back next week to do the Festival d'Anjou in English. Yeah.
Oh.
So everything is cycle, you know.
yeah, it all goes round. So with your production at the moment of Midsummer Night's Dream that you're in, do you feel there are any particular sort of themes and messages from the play that are brought out that perhaps in the one you were in before weren't touched upon?
It's such a rich play, you know, with the three worlds. I mean, it's just the way to understand the play and to put it on stage. But the whole thing is there. I mean, it's so amazing. I mean, it's still very, very accurate and modern and all that. Mm. And I mean, he did it's incredible to see how he did that a long time ago, and it's very accurate. It's very in the head of people, still in the head of people and in the dreams and all that.
Oh, it's back on again.
It's back on. So and that's why it's one of the most played show. I mean, it's,
yeah.
Every time, everywhere, people do that show because they need to. When they do Shakespeare, they need to do that play at some point. It's obvious.
Yes, this is an essential.
It's very festive, you know, and people enjoy it and they know the play. So there's something with the audience which is right there. They know the material, we know the material, and we just want to share it together and have fun.
What do you think is it that the audience loves so much about A Midsummer Night's Dream that makes
it? I don't know, it's the summer, you know, it's the arrival of the summer.
Yeah, the supposed arrival of the summer.
Suppose, yeah. And it's when you well, but the spring is before, of course, but it's when you... when you take the time, you dream, it's a dream, and it's summer. I mean, it's there, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, the play has a lot of multi-rolling in it.
Yes.
And how easy do you find that, just to switch like that between characters?
It's very fun. It's very fun. In that production, obviously, we play each world. We play a lover, we play a fairy, and we play an artisan, and it's a switching from those worlds. It's just great for an actor. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
I mean,
I love
it's non-stop before changing costume and being on stage. It's just a non-stop 2 hours marathon, but it's great.
Yeah, especially without an interval.
Go.
The audience that I've spoken to seem to love the multi-rolling as well. They say it's like something that they'll really remember about the show
and
everything.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a real pleasure.
Oh, and how do you feel performing in the Warwick Arts Centre, but with the Warwick Arts Centre, in comparison with other venues that you've been at? How is it being located in a university campus?
It's great. I mean, I think the students are very open to it. And I think it's a perfect location for that. Perfect. Like a festival is also a perfect location. But a big university is great. It's a play. I mean, it's a play they love.
Yeah. They love. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's...